and all our daughters and the champions and the entire church. 3 months ago, we started two more churches in interior areas where there are no churches. And we really thank God for the way God touched many people, with miracles and signs and wonders. And the church started strong. They started strong. And one of the village leader decided to give us a land for free. Because one of her children got saved and was healed by the power of God, and she decided to give us the land for free. To us, that is very, very, very important, because if the church does not own a land, it's always a problem. It can move several times, but now we are sure of that church in that area because of what God actually did through that person. The champions are doing well, and they are growing up. And we want to thank you so much for supporting us, both in prayer and in financial support. We have 1,005 champions, and we have more than 300 in high school. This time of the year, they are sitting their final exams, which is a national, exam test, where someone must get certain average of points to be able to be promoted to another level. But the last 2 years, all of our children passed, and we are second in the district. But this time we want to prove that we are champions. We want to be number one. But in sports, we are already number one in playing soccer and other sports. But in academics, last year we were number two. This year we want to be number one. Keep us in your prayers, because we see the hand of God. It's not easy, because we realize that when we release them to go to other schools when they are 13 in seventh grade, the peer pressure outside there in other schools ruins their faith. So we decided to start to be with them for another 6 years, which we are doing right now. It was a real step of faith. It takes effort, takes money, but God has been so faithful. The last 2 years since the high school is in motion, we have seen God intervening and helping us to go forward. So they are growing up in wisdom, they are growing up in stature, and in favor with God and people. And we see the future of our country in the lives of these champions. And we can witness from those who are already gone through our hands, there are almost 60 of them. Some of them, they have come back to serve their fellows as teachers and nurses. And others, they are doing very well outside there, as well as witnessing Christ. I remember I told you about somebody called Jennifer, who came from the northern part of Uganda. After graduating, she started a salon. You understand that? Yeah, a salon, because she did cosmetology. She does that work while witnessing Christ in her business. But when she leads somebody in Christ, she calls me and he said, "Daddy, I'm Joseph." She was somebody who was actually abused by the rebels. sexually abused by the rebels so many, many times, and she had hated everybody. But the story of Joseph released her and set her free when I told her about Joseph, who forgave his brothers and sisters. And I said, if you forgive those people who actually trespassed against you, don't you think that you can become the Joseph of our time? That's now why she calls me every time she leads somebody in Christ and say, Daddy, I'm Joseph. Someone has given his life to Christ. So I'm so excited to see what God is doing. After a long time of tears, when we are going through the tragedy, the time of COVID and the time of the time of AIDS epidemic and civil wars and what some years back, we see what the enemy intended for bad. God is changing it for good, because this generation coming up, there is no doubt that they are changing our country just in the twinkling of an eye. Thank you for coming. Pastor, I think you are the one recently came, but it has been long. Yeah, we need another team to come from Emmanuel Church to visit us. Yeah, even our brother, you came. Those little ones whom you taught that song that if you want to grow, read your Bible. They have already grown up. You can't believe now they are big girls and boys. So I brought a video, which is somehow disappointed us in Dallas Church. It didn't go through. It worked. It is of 5-6 minutes, but it worked only 4 minutes. I was like, oh my God. And I told my brother behind there that go ahead and put it on. At least they can see just a little bit of their children. But I apologize for that. I really apologize for the mess.
Greetings, friends. My name is Joe Kenya, right here in Uganda. I'm right here with my beautiful number one first lady, Sarah. Yeah, she has been a blessing to me for the last 44 years. And God has blessed us with 5 daughters and many, many other kids. So we just want to say thank you so much for being our friends. And God bless you.
Hello, friends. My name is Kakoza John Paul, a former champion at Blessed Hope of Anijakado, now serving my fellow champions as a full-time medical officer who graduated now 7 years ago.
Praise God, brethren. My name is Eddie, head teacher, Blessed Hope High School, Bolamo, the home of champions. I'm so glad to be speaking to you.
The senior pastor of all nations churches. And we are involved in planting churches and conferences and seminars to the married couples and to the men, and also taking care of orphans. We have over 1,000 orphans.
And we are running the school all the way from kindergarten to high school. And God is blessing us, and it's very exciting to see how they are growing up in stature, growing up in wisdom, and growing up in favor with God and people. It's not an easy work, but it's very satisfying.
This young girl has been a blessing for me for the last 13 years, and together we have 3 wonderful children, and other more 3 we do foster. For the last 15 years, Blessed Hope has been and is still in the business of making more champions. And these are champions of Christ. I've witnessed myself seeing young boys and girls raising up, being educated, having God in their hearts. Come on. And now they're by themselves. Now we have teachers, we have lawyers, we have nurses, we have engineers, even good husbands and wives for the last years, and we are still in the business.
I want to thank you so much, Brother John, and all the men that gathers together with Thursday. Thank you for the funds that you gave us to be able to build the fence around our school. The first phase of 12,000 is done, and also now we are going to another 8,000 phase, which is needed right now. And I want to thank you, John, for sending me and my wife to Israel. We had a wonderful time. God bless you. Amen.
The Champion Medical Elephant 3 has been of a great importance to both the champions who are still in the elementary level and those who are now in the high school section, which has been able also to save us some funds which would have gone by treating them elsewhere. We have also been able to extend this service or these services to our nearby community members, to whom we have also been.
I'm sorry for this. We can't see the rest of the video, but I want to say thank you so much for helping us to create a new Uganda by growing up these kids, and we know that Uganda will never be the same again. And it is through your prayers and your efforts and your coming, and we believe you never know the impact you always leave behind when you come and visit, Pastor David. I want to welcome you again and the team from this church. Brother David Cooper, Doctor, and many others, where the door is wide open to come and serve God with us in that small country, Uganda. Today, when I was praying and waiting upon God to give me something to say, he just told me to come and pray. He said, pray for them. And it was confirmed that when I was processing this in my heart, Lynn called me and she said, your friend Kim, I don't know whether you, many of you know Kim.
She's here.
Yeah. Okay. She came one time in Uganda with Lynn and Pastor Jimbocha. And she was a wonderful worshiper. She had a wonderful voice and everybody was touched by the aroma of worship, and everybody enjoyed. But when I heard that she's sick, and God told me to pray for people, that was a confirmation that God, I want to do something, want to do a new work, a new. We want to stretch his hand and bless and touch his people in different ways. And and I want to read some scriptures, Pastor David. Oh, yes. You forgot. Oh, Pastor David read the scriptures for me in Dallas Church. Because if I try to read English, you are going to laugh me under the table. but anyway, we are in times. I heard my sister there say that time of miracles. I believe 100% that God is God of miracles. He has never stopped doing miracles. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God, ever since he acquainted with human beings, God always proved himself that he wants to work beyond and above of what we can think and pray. In the end, in the ancient days, I was thinking much about Joseph. Joseph was somebody betrayed by his brothers and was taken to captivity, to slavery. And the Bible says that though he was in that situation, God was with him. And he went ahead to bless every work that Joseph touched his hands. Because that is God. And the Bible says that even the master, Potiphar, he saw the blessings in the hands of this boy. That everything that he touches on his hand, there is something significant. God was blessing and blessing him. And finally, he decided to leave everything, to leave Joseph to be in charge of everything in his house, because he saw. When you're with God, he wants to prove not only you, but even to others, that is God with you. Now we have been praying for Israel, and we have been studying much about Israel. God is always with that country, with his people. And even though there are some chaos and killings and death going on there, but we know that in the midst of all of that, God ends up everything on positive. God is always with his people. And the Bible says that when you see all of that, lift up your eyes and know that the master is at hand. But back to my point, God wants to prove himself that he's still owning this world. When he says that you pray that your kingdom come and thy will be done on earth, God is still the owner of this earth. The Bible says that he's seated in heaven, and the earth is where he put his feet. He owns, and he's owning this with his people. We are the people of God, and when he works, he wants to work with us. He wants to work through us, and he wants to work for us. Never forget all those three areas of God's miracles. He wants always to work through us. He wants to work with us, and he wants to work for us. Some people, they only see one side where God works for them. But God is going to reach people. God is going to reach others through us and when he's working with us. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says that Jesus of Nazareth, the man who was anointed by God, he went all around doing good. Good work. He was doing good. Not only that, but he was also healing many who were oppressed by the devil. Jesus is at work eliminating the work of the devil. And the Bible declares that he came that he may destroy the works of the devil. And he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He came to change the situation. So we need to see God in action. Yes, we need to see God intervening in different situations and change things for better, because he's a good God. And the Bible says that every good gift comes from the Lord. Nothing bad, nothing wrong that comes from the Lord. One time someone said that, you know what? That sickness came from the Lord. I said, no, you are gonna kidding me. It's not from the Lord. Good gifts come from the Lord. Healing come from the Lord. Blessings come from the Lord. Good life come from the Lord. Wisdom come from the Lord. And when we come together and assemble, for us in Africa, we always come expectant, expecting God to meet us, as according to the scriptures where he says that where his people assembles, gathers together, that's why he commands his blessings. The showers of the blessings of God always come in the midst of his people. And I remember what David said, that I rejoiced when I was told that we are going in the house of God. Do you know why David rejoiced? He came always expecting God, expecting God's hand, expecting, giving God the worship, and God give the blessings down to his people in exchange. I'm here, Lord, I'm here today, not just to teach you, but to remind you, brothers and sisters, that God is still at hand and is still doing his work. We are going to read the scripture in two portions of scriptures. One is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I don't know whether, Pastor, you are there.
I'm there.
To do me a favor and read for me. Thank you.
I will read until you stop me.
Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse beginning in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
The last verse. The last one.
Okay.
The next one.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Amen. Amen. And we are going to read another scripture, chapter 2, mm-hmm. beginning from verse 1.
Okay. And I, brethren, okay, this is 1 Corinthians 2, beginning in verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, so much for what you are to us and how you love us and what you have made us to be. Lord, we are not just people in this world, but we are children of thy family and fellow heir with Christ in thy kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for purchasing us back to yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, even today when we are here. Let this brief message, this word, help us to understand and believe and give you room to do your work. Not only in our lives, Father, even to many others who are around us, so that they may know that you are God and there is no another God besides you. God of love, God of power, and a God of wisdom. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In the scriptures that we have just read, we see Paul in this church of Corinthians. The Corinthians church had so many problems. If you go deep to study about that church, they were really having many, many, many problems in their midst. But here is Paul. He said when he came, he didn't even want to know what was going on with them. No. And he didn't come to them with enticing words of men, debating and what. No, but he came preaching the gospel and a demonstration of the power of God, because he said that the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of men and the weakness of God is greater than the powers of men. That's why we need God's intervene. When God intervenes, everything is going to be okay. He ends up everything on positive. Because to us, God became our everything. When Jesus came to us, he came with everything good for us. And when he shows up, things are going to change. When I see Jesus, I don't want just to see just a savior, a redeemer. I want to see the whole gospel, because the Bible said it's the power of God. The power of God. For us in Africa, we know the difference between the power of the devil and the power of God. I'll give you an example. Myself, I was born in the midst of voodoo. And we grew up respecting demons and evil spirits. There is a demon called in our language, Mayembe. I never knew that there is anything powerful and stronger than Mayembe. That's how I grew up. Not until when someone told me about Jesus. And he said he's greater than Mayembe. Because I was worried and scared of Mayembe. Because I knew Mayembe was going to kill me. And he said, no, there is somebody else whom you can go to and be safe. And instead of running away from Mayembe, you always cast out the Mayembe. He will give you power. and authority to cast out to the devil and evil spirits. When I heard that, I said, you what? That's the God I want. We went to church, and that's where I gave my life to Christ. That very day, that's when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. As I was repenting and crying tears in front here, then God, that's when I was baptized by the Holy Spirit. From that time, I've been seeing God. I've seen God, brothers. Sometimes we need to see God. It's good to be discipled and in many areas, but also to see the demonstration of the power of God is needed in the church, is needed in our midst, is needed in our lives, is needed in our businesses, is needed. Time has come that God is going to take over, to see that God is our everything. That's why even the Bible says that whatever you intend to do, don't do it as doing to man, but do it unto God, knowing for sure that God is the rewarder of the diligent. In everything we do, God wants to show up in our homes. I wonder how you, I don't have enough words to explain how we are taking care of the champions. It is beyond my understanding. It's God performing his miracles almost every day. Feeding 1,000 kids 3 meals a day, that's God. And that's a miracle. And they have never gone without food. I'm here to testify, to tell you. They have never gone without food. They have never been naked. They always been class. And when they get sick, we pray for them, and many of them get healed. If they are not healed, God planned a clinic. And you saw one of the champions now. He's the doctor in that medical center 3. That we are owning at the property. God is surrounding the whole project, the work that we are doing right, that we are doing with him there in Uganda. So, when we say that we are ought to see miracles, I'm here to tell you, we are not waiting to see miracles. Miracles, they are there already in motion. I remember some few years ago, we went to somewhere called Kasese. And after preaching and praying a very simple prayer, this one man was blind 25 years. And he started jumping and jumping, and he says, I can see, I can see, I can see. When we interviewed him with all his people that escorted him in the crusade, they testified that he was blind for 25 years. And God restored his sight right there and then. And when I was praying, it was not like the power. I never knew that God was doing something. But he did it beyond my understanding. I can't tell you that I had enough faith to believe that God is going to heal somebody of 25 years blind eyes. But he works beyond and above of what we can think and imagine. I remember some few years ago in Dallas, there was this lady called Kathy, and her husband is Andrew. I preached about the cross and the events of the cross, the benefits of the cross. And I made a very simple prayer. Then, when I came back the next year, Brother Chad, do they know Brother Chad? Yeah, Brother Chad said, someone has organized a party for you. And he said, for what? He said, oh, don't mind, let's go. We found when they have shared them, they have made barbecue everywhere and a lot of food. And then Kase said, I didn't want anybody to give this testimony. I wanted to do it, to give it firsthand. I was given 3 months to die of cancer. And I was wearing just wig. All my hair had gone. But when you talked about the cross and you preached, I felt the power of God. And now I've gone to 3 different doctors, completely healed. I'm cancer free. And she said, that's why I've organized this party, so that we may eat, drink, and rejoice and praise God together. She had invited about 15 people. We praised God and worshiped God, and it was a wonderful time. God is at hand. He's doing that incredible work. Before I pray, I just want you to be expecting God. Let us give room. Let us give room where we are not just religious people who just come and read scriptures and go home. No, we are expecting God to meet our needs. We are expecting God to touch our bodies. We are expecting God to perform miracles, to bless us with all the showers of the blessings of heaven. And my question is this. What is your need? Where do you want God to help you? I tell you, God is sufficient enough for all the needs of his people. I usually come here and I talk many other things, but this time I felt compelled to pray. One time I was in England for only 48 hours, and I found this brother. He said, God told me to come this area and start a church. He worked with another church for many years. And he said, God sent him in that area to start a church. And he said, and I said, what are you waiting for? And he said, I'm waiting for signs. And I said, what sign? God told you? What are you waiting for? When God says it, he's going to do it. You are not the one going to do it. He just needs you to just stand still in the gap, and God is going to do his work. And I said, how do you do evangelism here? And he said, we take papers in the homes and of people inviting them to come to church. We take them to their house. I said, why don't we do that now? It's now. And he said, okay. So he printed out about 55 papers, and we went out house to house giving out the papers. And 2 people, they opened up for us. And one person was from India. And we told him about Jesus. He said, okay, I'll come to church. And then another one, he just said, okay, I'll come to church. 2 months later, that church was consisted with 50 people. When God starts to do his work, he's going to do it his way. He just wants us to listen and obey. And I'm here standing before you, brother. I believe that there are some people outside there. They need God. And time has come that they are going to meet God in this church, in this very building right here. We are going to be praying. We shall never cease praying until we hear that Emmanuel Church in Fort Worth is full of people coming to receive and to hear and be touched by God. I believe that. I want you to join me and join our faith together for that outpouring of God's Spirit. The Bible says that it's not by power, not by mighty, but His Spirit. His Spirit. I was troubled one time somewhere in Baltimore. My brother-in-law is a pastor. And he told his people that we should go out and give out an inviting people. One of the elder told him that, what's wrong with our pastor? What's wrong with him? What have we done to him? He's looking for other people. For us, we love him and we okay. But he says we bring other people. And that one confused me. Jesus is on business of drawing people to himself. The more people, the better. And the reason why he performs miracles, signs, and wonders, he does that because the Bible says that miracles are signs to the non-believers. When the non-believers see the wonders, see the hand of God, they are always going to come. And when they come in the church, we start discipling them, grooming. That's what exactly happened to me. I was going to run out of the country due to fear of the spirits and demons. And I went to my friend whom I never knew, that he was already saved, born again. I told him why I was leaving the country. And he said, you don't have to go to run away like that. There is somebody to whom I can take you and you'll be safe. And I said, I thought that he was going to tell me about a strong witch doctor somewhere in Zanzibar, in Tanzania, in the forests of Congo. But he ended up saying that his name is Jesus. And he said, you know what? You don't have joy in your heart. But that word joy is an abbreviation of a long sentence. J stands on love Jesus with all your heart and your soul. O stands on love others. And Y, love yourself. That's the fullness of joy when you put Jesus and accept him in your heart as your Lord and Savior, knowing for sure that he died for you and he paid the price of your sins. And just repent of your sins and welcome him in your heart. You are going to get what you are looking for. And I said, man, is that true? And he said, wait, he's not going only to connect you to God, but he's going to give you power. Instead of running away from spirits and demons, you will be casting out devils, and the devils will be free. And I said, that is God I need. That's the one I need. We went to church. That's where I gave my life to Christ. Ever since that time, I can't tell you the details, but I've seen demons screaming and running away. We have seen the sick people get healed from chronic diseases. We have seen significant and upstanding miracles taking place when we talk about the crucified and the risen Savior Jesus Christ. We see how people are being set free. And that's how we start churches. One time I taught the people in our church, if you come here and stick with us for 1 year and you don't see any good change in your life, when you don't see the hand of God, go away and look for another church. But we are here for the transformation. The power of God transforms life. The power of God changes life. The hand of God changes history. God is always in our midst. If you don't see anything from God for 1 year, go away. We have never seen anybody going away. And we can witness how God has been changing them from one degree to another, from one step to another, from darkness to light, from foolishness to wisdom, from darkness to great light. God is at work. Sometimes we need that in church. Sometimes we need the demonstration of the power of God. Let me ask you or tell you this, brothers. The Bible says that all these five offices was given to us as a gift. Some to be pastors, others to be evangelists, teachers, prophets, and apostles. For what? For edifying the body of Christ, to be used for our benefit. We need evangelists to come and preach, because the anointing or the gift of the evangelist is for miracles. We need the teachers to teach and ground us. Pastor Jim, he was a wonderful teacher. He was a wonderful apostle. Yes, he was. Somebody who can groom, establish somebody on the rock, teaching the word. There is no doubt about that. Yes, he was. But I want to ask you, brothers, where is the evangelist? Where are you? The evangelists are parties to be used by God in miracles, signs, and wonders, and they draw people. Let us raise up and look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. And let us give him room to use us in different ways. Because God is not looking for professionals. He said that he came to confound the wise. To confound the wise, the philosopher, those who are debating scriptures there and there. That's why Paul, he said, this time when I come to you, I'm not coming to debate God. I don't want to prove God. God himself, he proved himself. I was going to preach in one crusade in Katwe. And this young man from college, he came to me. And he said, can you prove Jesus? Can you prove you're Jesus? I said, young man, no, I'm not proving Jesus here. Jesus proves himself. You stand there and wait until the end of the crusade. You are going to see Jesus proving himself real and powerful and loving and saving. The young man stood at a distance. And after seeing many demons screaming and people getting healed, she came running and she knelt down and accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. He just wanted me to debate who is greater than the other, which religion is right. I said, no, I'm not here for that. I'm here to preach Christ crucified. And he rose from the dead. The power that raised him from the dead is the same power today, raising us from our spiritual death, from darkness. Touches our eyes, blind eyes, to see God. And he's always there with us, and he's here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Bible says that the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ. To reveal Christ. And when he witnesses, he can't glorify himself, but he lifts up Jesus. We have to see Jesus in our time. I don't want to wait to go to heaven and see him. I want to see him today. I want to see him in my life. I want to see him in the ministry. When he sends me, he wants to prove himself real. I remember when Moses was sent to Pharaoh. He said that if you don't go with me, I won't go. But God said that even before you reach there, I'll be already there. How do we know that God is there? He's going to demonstrate his power. He's going to do incredible work that no man can stop. Pharaoh was the evil. He had a strong army. Nobody could joke with Pharaoh. But when God started to move, he shook the whole Egypt with miracles, with prejudice, with punishment. Let me tell you, this is as I wind up, and then I will pray. When we went to the champion's home, the neighbors, they said, they can't sell the land to us. They can't. They are hating the born-again people. They don't like them. But long story short, let me tell you, anybody who stood against us is no longer there. Those who never argue, they are still there. I don't know whether you understand what I mean. Those who wanted to fight us, they never knew that they were trying to fight God. And you can't stand the power of God. They are all gone. I mean, they have sold their land to us already. That includes the witch doctors who were around in that area. Some of them, they started casting our ministry and our small church that had just started there. One big lady, she said that she's going to send a very powerful demon called Chwanuka, and every member of the church is going to die. But one time, the speaker stood up on the microphone and said that witch doctor, if you hear me on this microphone, or if there is anybody who can take this message to her, we have given her only 1 month to turn her heart to God, to accept Christ we worship in this area. If not that, she will not be in this area. 2 days before the appointed time, the police came and took her away. For some reasons, she's no longer there. And you know what happened? Her daughter gave her life to Christ. Now, 6 months ago, her and her husband also accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. God is at work. God is at work. Let God open up our eyes and see the great work that he's doing in our time. You can't convince me. That's all I have to say, and even I said this in Dallas Church. We love America, and we consider the body of Christ, the church in America, as our parent. Because somebody called David and his wife came from Texas in 1962. They came and preached the powerful gospel that set our people free. And yet the religions and the Catholics and other religions, they came 1800, late 1800, and Muslims came in late 1600. But those religions didn't do anything to the lives of the Ugandans. Nothing. Not until this guy came and he preached Christ crucified. The people started to denounce their culture gods and bring their witchcraft, set them on fire, and they dedicated their lives, started dedicating their lives to God, the only creator of the heavens and the earth. That's when the church started in 1962 to excel. The gospels continued to be preached, and many others started to come, until Pastor David and Pastor Jim also came in Uganda. And we have been seeing God, though Satan raged in the days of Idi Amin, trying to finish and to shut down the church. But it was like pouring kerosene on fire, because the church continued to explore, to go to all the corners of our country. Up to now, ever since the downfall of the Idi Amin regime, the revival never stopped. To us, you can't tell us that Jesus does not raise the dead. You don't tell us that Jesus can't heal the tumor and heal those all so-called chronic diseases. You can't tell me that Jesus does not heal AIDS. Let me give you one testimony, a little bit of that. A certain gentleman called Dewo. He got saved the same day with me. But one time he left the country and came here. But he came back to Uganda afterwards, and he said that God sent him that he may heal AIDS. Not only that, but he came to speak to the Muslims. You know what happened? He got a vision when he was reading the Quran, and the voice told him, read. When he was reading, he said, oh God, I can't read. And the voice said, no. The reason why you can't read the Quran, because you read from left to right. When they read the Quran, they read from left to right. Oh, then he started reading, and he started to understand what was written in the Quran. So when he came out of the vision, he went everywhere looking for a Quran, and he got it. And he bought a Bible. So he used to preach Christ from the Bible and other scriptures from the Quran. You can't believe how many Muslims came to Christ. And most of the mega big spiritual churches in Uganda, they are now pastored by the Muslims God saved in his campaign. Not only that, but so many outstanding miracles of people got healed of AIDS. Some of them, they are powerful preachers now. They go everywhere testifying of a powerful God who heals chronic diseases, including AIDS. God is at hand. God is doing his work even up to now, brothers and sisters. And I'm here to pray. Pray. I was explaining that we take the church in America as our parent. But these days, Uganda is being punished because of another gospel that comes from America. Which we don't want. The Bible says that if someone come and preach another gospel, even if he is an angel, you can't tell me that when I feel like a woman, I'm a woman. And if I deny that, you press me because I rejected it. That is not right. That's not right. One time I told the brothers that if I see a rooster laying eggs, then maybe I will start thinking. But it's not just a feeling. If I feel like killing somebody, I go ahead and kill him. During Idi Amin's time, when they arrested so many people, there was a time when the soldiers, those generals, feel like killing somebody. And they bring like five of them and they shoot them, poof, 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 because they feel like killing. The killing does not tell us what we are. That gospel is not. And we don't accept it. And when we rejected it, we are denied. We denied some of the relief that we get from this country. But pray for us. We don't want to go back there. We are tired of AIDS. We are tired of civil war and other things that destroyed our country. Even this movement, we are tired. We don't want to go back that way. We need God to help us. And God will help us get through. Let us preach Christ crucified. Let us not just join debates and talk and philosophies and what. Let us believe God who sent Jesus to reconcile us back to our God, to the source. God is powerful than anything else. The weakness of God is powerful than the energy and the strength of man. And even the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of people. We are serving a powerful God. And when he's on our side, we are always more than conquerors. We do all things by him who strengthens us. We see the power. We see the blessings. We see his intervene and he changed things for good. And we are the true witnesses of our generation that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of Isaac, God of Joseph, God of Daniel in the Old Testament. And a God who created the heaven and earth is still God and is God to us. And more than that, he's our Father. He's our Father. He's God, the Father to the orphans and a husband to the widows. My father died when I was 8. And I suffered that pain until when I was 21, the time I gave my life to Christ. And from that time, I came to know that God is not just somebody seated there in his sovereignty, but he's also a father. And he has proved himself a father to me. And not only me, but also the champions. I always tell them that you guys, you are not an orphan. And when you come to our school, to our campus, and ask, how many orphans do we have? You may not see any hand. Because we are introducing them to God, the father to the orphans, and the husband to the widow. And they have a song which says that I will never beg for food because my God, he provides, he cares, he takes care of me. He has been so faithful. He's at hand. He's doing his work. And let that God continue to be God. Let that God that Pastor Jim preached, let that still be God. Let the rest of the people take double portion of the mantle of the anointing that was on the life of his servant he took home. Let that God prevail. Thank you, Father. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, to stand up on your feet. Let us together believe this God. Not only for you, but even for others. And they not only hear his word, but even the demonstration of his power. Because the kingdom of God is not just food. But the Bible says that it is power. Peace. If you are here and you have any need, let us give God this month of November and you see what God is going to do with that need. If you are sick, or if you have any friend, any relative that is sick, let us believe God and give him time of this month. We are going to witness the goodness of the Lord. We are going to witness and testify of what God is doing. Not Bukenya. Bukenya is a messenger sent from far away and talk about Christ crucified. And Christ himself is doing his work. Dear Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus, the source of our need, the author and the finisher of our faith, the powerful risen Savior, the Lord who came to surpass the works of the devil, the one who bruised the head of the serpent on the cross, the one who came that you may change history and bring us back to our source, the source of life, the source of wisdom, the source of every good gift that comes from the Lord. Father, we are standing before you in this sanctuary, the place that you separated apart for us to come assemble and hear from you and see and experience your power and a taste of your goodness. Father, we touch the hem of thy garment. And Lord, I pray for each and every individual here, young and old. I believe that you are our God. Because you are our God, this church will always stand. This church will always excel. This church will always have remnants that will launch out in power and serve you, Lord, with their whole heart without fear, without preserving themselves, but to dedicate to you, to serve you, and to witness of your goodness. And your power will always come out of their mouth. We come out. I believe there is a lot instilled in their hearts, my God. Groomed and established in the word of God. It's time, Lord, that fire may come out of their belly. The rivers of life to flow and up to eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit. I rebuke every work of the enemy. I rebuke even sicknesses and disease. I rebuke and I command every yoke to be broken. I command every yoke to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Father, let every need be met. Let every sick person be healed to your glory. Because by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. And the healing is just mere bread to your children. And the Lord, you said that you are God who forgives all our sins and heals all our sicknesses and disease. Lord, I don't just pray, but I declare that they are healed, set free in the name of Jesus. We take what you have already paid for us on the cross. You paid it all. Let it be a miracle. Let your power be manifested and revealed to your people. Speak to them when they let down their heads to rest. Touch them in a special way. Whisper in their inner ears, Lord. Let your voice be heard. And let your power be manifested for your glory. It's not by power, not by mighty, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Spirit of God, we ask you to take over, to be in control, to guide and to lead the steps of your people. And they reveal Christ, and let Christ be Christ, the center of our lives, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you because the backache are healed. Diabetes, chronic diseases, cancer. We cancel every power of sicknesses and we cut them from the root in the mighty name of Jesus by the power that raised Jesus from the dead. And by your stripes, Lord, we declare them healed for your glory and to the glory of your Son. We give you all the praises and glory and honor by the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Master, our Boss, our Redeemer, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just magnify you. We exalt you. We praise you. We thank you for that you hear our prayer, that you're meeting every need. Father, that your word does not go forth void, but it accomplishes that for which you sent it. Father, we worship you. Thank you for stretching forth your hand to heal and to deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive it. Father, we receive it, and Father, we believe that those things which we pray, we have those positions that we've desired of you.